And now, Art Chansky's Sports Notebook, exclusively on 1360 WCHL.
Carolina's good news, bad news theme for the NCAA tournament is Meet Me in St. Louis. This is Art Chansky with Monday Sports Notebook. Carolina capped off a bizarre but exciting ACC tournament weekend with another number one seed in the NCAA tournament, a record 14th for the Tar Heels in their glorious basketball history. They get to play two games in Greensboro, which they should win easily, and advance to the Midwest Regional Sweet 16 in St. Louis. That's where the bad news looms. Kansas, Roy Williams' old school and still a sore spot with a lot of people from Chapel Hill to San Antonio, you remember that day in 2008, don't you, to Lawrence, is the number two seed in the Midwest, and Carolina will most likely have to beat the Jayhawks to reach the Final Four in New Orleans. Now, despite not winning the ACC tournament, the added playing time that John Henson's injury created could be a blessing in disguise. James Michael McAdoo, P.J. Hairston, and Justin Watts played more minutes, played hard, and for the most part played well, so they should be less intimidated and more battle-tested when they do get on the floor in the big dance. Henson sprained his left wrist 7 minutes into the Maryland game in the ACC quarterfinals Friday and wisely was held out for the rest of the tournament. Williams won't even need him for Carolina's first NCAA game Friday night against a 16 seed that will be determined in Dayton Wednesday. If that scenario sounds familiar, Ty Lawson missed the entire ACC tourney in 2009 and sat out the NCAA opener and then led the Tar Heels to 5 straight wins in the national championship. So all that bodes well for Carolina, except for the prospect of both UNC and KU making it to the regional in St. Louis, which is pretty much in the middle of Jayhawk country. So the Heels would be facing 2 road games in front of 30,000 Kansas fans who would be rooting for whoever Carolina plays in the Sweet 16, and then, of course, for their beloved Jayhawks in the Elite 8 game. That's what worries me, looking at the brackets released Sunday night. But maybe I'm just a nervous Nelly because so many matchups could occur before that result takes place. Heck, some team could knock off Kansas, and 11 seed NC State could win all the way to the regional final. Now that would be the dream scenario, wouldn't it? A State Carolina game in St. Louis, when all the Kansas fans have already gone home or never show up. This is Art Chansky. See ya.